Well, good morning to each one. It's good to be here again with you all, worshiping with you all. Enjoyed the service thus far. Appreciated Brother Charlie, your devotions this morning, and that passage is so full, and I just, a couple of verses that stood out to me is, what am I seeking? Am I seeking earthly things, or am I seeking heavenly things? Appreciate that challenge. I also enjoyed the Sunday school, and I'm so glad too for the sovereignty of God, all-knowing God, and yet in His sovereignty He poured out His mercy to us this morning. That is a blessing, that we can be one of His children. I tell you what, just think of the many that are lost today, many that have turn their back on God today, and that have hardened their hearts. It's just, anyway, that's, yet God continues to pour out mercy until, well, this morning I like to bring sort of a different message. I shouldn't say a different one, but a different style of message. So I'm going to think a little bit about ordinances. Well, I should say, God has given us 7 ordinances for the church. and we all know what ordinances are. They're tangible ceremonies or symbols which point to some spiritual truth. So we think of ordinances. So when we observe an ordinance, we are reminded of the spiritual truth that they symbolize. So we have 7 ordinances that we observe, and we observe more than others. Some think of communion, we think of feet washing, which we observe twice a year. We just came through the communion season, so we just observe that twice. And there's some, like a marriage. A lot of us are married. We had a wedding day. We observe there was marriage vows. There's a baptism vows as well. Also, if we were baptized, we can remember our baptism. And then there's one that's practiced all the times, and that is on our sisters, is the veiling. And I appreciate the Christian veiling so much. And thank you, sisters, for consistently practicing the woman's veiling, the headship veiling. There's also a time when someone is sick. There can be an anointing service. That one there is not real often, but that's an important time, an ordinance of the anointing service. And then there's one that's practiced when we gather together for worship. That is the Christian greeting. So these are ordinances that God wants us to observe as we think of the special meaning each one has filled. The practice of observing ordinances always has been the practice for God's people. We can look back in the Old Testament times. Old Testament saints faithfully observed, kept numerous rituals ordained by God for their time. One would be like the Passover's feast was an ordinance that reminded them that they had to observe time after time. It was a reminder to them of deliverance from Egypt, the bondage of Egypt. Just like today, when we observe communion, it reminds us of the sufferings of our Lord. And so Jesus instructed us, or taught us, that we need to do this so we don't forget. So we go through a ceremony time, we observe those ordinances. It continues to remind us of what Christ suffered. So today we have ordinances today that observe as God designed them to be, a sign or a symbol that stands out as a special meaning. So this morning I'd like to talk about one of the ordinances, and that is the Christian greeting. I know we probably don't hear a lot about the Christian greeting, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the Christian greeting and why we observe the Christian greeting. So, this morning, why do we practice the greeting? Or we could say the holy kiss. Something that we do, especially when we gather together for worship. Something that we do when we meet our brother, or you meet your sister. You greet her with a kiss, or him with a kiss. Why do we do this? What is the reason behind all this? Is it because it's something we always done? And I'm sure, for me, that's all I can remember, is greeting, or people being greeted. I can remember as little, my dad greeting when he went to church, standing beside my dad. So that's been with us, for a lot of us, been practice. Or do we greet, or do we observe this ordinance because the Bible says we should, and something that God wants us to practice? And there is Bible verses we will look at in a moment that teach us. New Testament teaching that tells us that, you know, we need to do this. It gives us a solid basis of why, or encourage us to observe this greeting. So we do have a lot of scripture verses behind this ordinance. That's why we practice it. Or is there a special meaning behind this ordinance? Is there? There is, and it stood out to me as I studied this again, how there's such a special meaning behind. And we need to, so it's good for us to look at it again this morning, and so we can continue on practicing it. I'm glad we have Bible teaching on it, this practice, so we can get a direction on it. So I'd like to turn to a few verses that would encourage or tell us to use this term greeting. I'd like to start with 1 Peter 5, verse 14, says this. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you that are all in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, Peter is admonishing us that we are to greet one another with a kiss of charity, or we could say a kiss of love. So, Peter is admonishing us. We can go over to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 26. First Thessalonians 5, verse 26 says, greet all brethren with an holy kiss. So there we have Paul admonishing us. We are to greet all brethren with a holy kiss. We could say a sacred kiss. And that's what Paul is admonishing the church here to observe this practice. And we can turn over to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 16, verse 20. All brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with an holy kiss. There we have it again. Paul is saying here, the church here, telling the Corinthians to greet each other with a holy kiss. Then back over to Romans. Romans 16. Paul again is admonishing us. In this verse 16, salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. So we do have some foundation, or we could say we have some direction given that we are to greet each other with a holy kiss. We have Bible verses that supports this practice and admonishes us to keep practicing it. The holy kiss. And it's an ordinance. So, why do we practice this ordinance? What does this ordinance symbolize? And why do we practice it? Do we really need to practice this in our day? Do we? Is this really important for 2019? to be practicing this ordinance. And there's many today that who have dropped this practice because not seeing the importance and the Bible teaching of it, thinking that it's not for our day. So many today have dropped it. Is it important? Well, there's some very valuable principles behind this ordinance that stood out to me that I think are important. You know, there are other ways of greeting. There are many other ways of greeting that could work as well. It just maybe a handshake. Sure, that's no problem. That can work as well. Or calling a person by name. Or maybe in an embrace or a hug. And I do understand that if you do the Greek study of the word salute or greet, it could mean the embracement. It could. So that thought sort of ties in here. But it does very much say that in the verses we read really supports the idea of the kiss and the importance of it. But the Bible does also talk about different types of greetings that would fairly well. We have the greeting by the right hand of fellowship. We have that in Galatians 2 verse 9. And there's also in 3 John verse 14, there was a greeting by name. So those types of greetings would work as well. But this morning, there's also the Christian greeting, what we call the kiss of charity, the kiss of love. What's behind this? And there are appropriate times and places for all forms of greeting. I believe there's times of just a handshake would work. I'm sure there's a time where we just maybe call someone's name and say, hello, how are you doing? It's good to see you. And there's also time, maybe someone we haven't seen for a while, and we maybe have to give them an embracement. I feel that's fine. But I believe this morning, but there's maybe, I believe the handshake, just even a handshake does not convey the fullness of the emotion that is demonstrated by an holy kiss. There's something behind a holy kiss that is more than just a kiss. And that's why the greeting is so important and it needs to be practiced. So that's why it's good for us to stop and think, why are we practicing this greeting? There's so much behind this greeting of the holy kiss. Well, a little more in depth of the Christian greeting. There are two terms when we talk about the greeting. We say holy kiss, and we also say the kiss of charity. So there's two principles that go with this greeting. The principles are true holiness and pure love for each other, full brotherly love, an example of heavenly holiness. So when we greet each other, brethren among brethren, and sister among sister, and when we meet our brother that's sitting beside us, or the sister that's sitting beside us, and we greet him with an holy kiss, we are saying that I have been faithful to my Lord and to my brother, and I have a strong love for you. That's what is behind this holy kiss. That's what's behind it. It's not just a practice thing we do and something we do, and it can so quickly become something we do. And I know I can remember being baptized and the night I was being baptized, and you know how we start greeting one another, and it can be such a big deal how to greet and how we do it and do it in a correct, proper way. But now I can just take it for granted. I meet someone at church, we just greet. We don't think much about it. And yet, behind this whole thing, I guess the burden of this message is behind this, why do we greet? What is the idea of the Christian greeting? What is the idea about the kiss of charity? Why was the Apostle Paul admonishing this to the churches, to the Christian people, to practice this, to salute each other, to greet each other? Why was Peter? Well, there's so much here. Well, like I say, it's saying that I've been faithful to my Lord and I have a love for my brother, a love for my sister. I greet you. I love you. Well, Hebrews 12, verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness. Without it, no man shall see the Lord. So there are two principles that will go with this greeting, and so that's why we need to practice it. Our lives must be transparent with no sin or hypocrisy, or there needs to be no ill feelings in our hearts. And so a holy kiss is a sign of faithfulness, fidelity and faithfulness. It's a sign that I want to be faithful to my Lord and also to my brethren. And so a kiss is a sign, gives that, shows that I want to be faithful to my Lord and to my brethren. I had to think of when her husband leaves for work in the morning. If your husband that leaves for work in the morning and you give your wife a kiss, what's that saying? What's that saying when you give your wife a kiss in the morning before you leave for work or whatever it is? What it's saying that I love you. So you love your wife dearly, and then you do that. And that is right and good. But I believe it also, it's saying that I will be true to you. Okay? I'm going to be faithful to you. I love you, and I'm not going to look anywhere else. I'm true to you. We have a marriage commitment here, and I love you. It sanctifies, like we talked about, an ordinance. It's a symbol of something. A symbol of something that shows something. We do it that it symbolizes something. So you kiss your wife and saying, I love you. But also you're saying that I'm going to be true to you. And I'm not going to be out here today looking for other options or looking at other women. No, I'm going to think about you. That's what a kiss means. It does something to a husband and wife relationship when there's that type of commitment. So this morning it works for the same here. When we gather for worship, and when we gather together as brothers and sisters, and when we gather in God's house and we're here to worship, and we see our brother, we greet him with a kiss of love, a kiss of charity. Not because it's because of something we do, it's because I love my brother and I love my sister. And we're faithful to our Lord. It's a symbol. Like I say, another symbol of this greeting has to do that it's a symbol of love and affection. And when you greet your brother, the brother that's sitting beside you, or the sister that's sitting beside you, you're saying that I love you, brother, and there's no end to me or strife between us. It's everything's okay. I love you. That's what the kiss is all about. And you have a concern and a love for your brother. And you want your brother to go right. And you care about him. And you love him as a dear brother. And you want that love to continue. And to love him more. Even though maybe you don't always agree. Or see eye to eye. But I still love you. Even though there was in the past. There was relationship struggles. And you maybe said some things about each other, but I laid them things all aside. And I've forgiven you. And I greet you with a kiss of love because I love you. Does that make sense to you this morning? Is that why this ordinance is all about? Is that why we practice this ordinance? It's because of the love we have for our God and the love we have for our dear brother and sister. I hope so. 1 Peter 4. verse 8. It says this, and above all things, have a fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. What I get from this verse is we need to have an intense, unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins. Is that your desire and love for your brother and sister this morning? You have that intense, unfailing love for each other. And you know, that's God's desire for each one of us. That we would reach out to Him, and as He pours out His love to us, then He wants us to turn and love our brother and love our sister with an intense and an unfailing love. And that's the kind of relationships God wants for to have with Him and for each other. A strong love for our brother is what we need to have. And if we want to have that, we need to have that strong love for our God. And that's my burden for myself and my relationships, and for you as well, that we would come together, and then as we practice loving and the Christian greeting, that we would love each other and show that we love each other. It's more than just gathering here for just for a place of worship, but it's pouring out love for each other, for our brothers and sisters that we dearly love. I also had to think of talking about the ordinances of the Holy Kiss. I thought about the ordinances of feet washing that goes so well. That I think for me it seems to tie in so well. The type of service for a brother willing to stoop down and wash our brother's feet, our sister's feet. Again, we are doing something. It's a symbol of showing something. That I'm willing to stoop to the lowest part, down to my brother's feet. I'm willing to stoop that low because I love my brother. We do that. We do that in a feet washing service. We do that by, well, it's an example of Jesus that left us for us to do. He was willing to stoop and wash his disciples' feet. Are we willing to stoop and wash our brother's feet? But it goes beyond a feet washing service. It goes beyond, yes, we say we're going to do this, so we practice it at feet washing time, but it goes beyond. Our love for our brother just goes way beyond that. Are we show love in any way we can from here on out after we wash our brother's feet, especially when our brother's in need? It's not something we do here at communion or feet washing time, but it's something we live out daily in our lives. To stoop down and wash our brother's feet, and yet we go way beyond. We love our brother. We're willing to stoop down and make it easy for him. It's when I drop my agenda and go out of my comfort zone to help my brother who's in need because I love him. Well, it ties in so much with the Christian greeting. And this thought of love for each other. I like to read here yet in 1 John chapter 4. Talk a little bit about the source of love yet. Here in 1 John chapter 4, I like to read from verses 7 to 21, talks about the source of love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. For everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest in the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him, herein is love. Not that we love God, but he that loved us. He sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen, and you testify, the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed in the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, so we are in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect fear. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can the love of God he hath not seen? This is a new commandment that we have from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Some very practical, some familiar verses. And it's referring to our God and the love he has for us. Verse 10, here is love. When God loved us and sent his son for an atoning sacrifice for his sin. Here is love. God just poured out his love to us by sending his son Jesus. That is because he loved us. He made a way for us. Sent his son for that sacrifice for our sin. That's love that God poured on us. So verse 11 then says, beloved, if so God loved us, then we ought to love one another. And do we love one another this morning? Do we have that kind of love that God poured on us? Do we have that kind of love for my brother and for my sister this morning? That God loves us and he poured on his love for us. Well, this morning, in verse 21, this is a new commandment that we have for him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. This morning, if you claim to love God this morning, then you should love your brother as well. So this morning, that's why we practice the Christian greeting. It symbolizes love for God and love for our brethren. And so that's why when we gather together as brothers and sisters, that's why we practice it. And the holy kiss among Christians is a sign that all injuries are forgotten, that all wrongs are forgiven, and believers are indeed one in the Lord. So this morning, let's continue to keep practicing the Christian greeting today. Let's continue to practice it. It's more than just something we do. Let's remember what's behind it. And let's continue to practice and have love for each other. Let's pray.